But it's time for War of the Roses. If you feel like catching a cheater with us,
then. Hits Z104. Roses are red, violets are blue. When the zoo calls your man, he better pick you. It's the War of the Roses on Z104.
All right, so let's get to this week's War of the Roses as we welcome Nicole to the show. Hello, Nicole.
Hey.
One of my favorite names. One of my favorite people has that name. So who are we putting to the test today?
My husband, Mike.
Okay, and why are we putting Mike to the test?
Okay, so it took me a while to figure this out, but he's been going through, like, some changes lately.
Ah, okay, like getting hair in strange new places changes, or...
No, I think about it, because he started growing a beard, like, a month ago, and for pretty much his entire life, he had no beard, and then out of the blue, it just shows up.
Okay, so he knows about this beard, and he's growing it on purpose.
Yeah, and he said it was like a Movember thing, but he stopped shaving in October, so I feel like that's a lie.
Okay, so he has a beard then? Is that it? Yeah.
No, I mean, well, first of all, I hate the beard, and I told him that, and he told me he's keeping it. And then a few weeks ago, he went out and bought himself a bunch of new clothes, and he never buys himself clothes. Like, he hates shopping.
Okay, so new beard, new wardrobe.
Yeah, and I was like, what's with the new clothes? And he's like, oh, I just needed to spruce up the old wardrobe, that's all. And, like, keep in mind, he has never bought himself new clothes in the entire time we've been married.
Okay, yeah, I see what you're getting at. So overall, he's changing his look, and you're wondering why.
Well, I'm pretty sure I know why, because, like, a couple months ago, the guy he partners with at work left, and they promoted this girl named Alyssa. So now he partners with her at work, like, every single day.
I see. And you think this whole new look is just because of this new girl?
Yeah, well, she's, like, young and pretty. And when I told him how I felt about the beard, he slipped and was like, well, the people at work like it.
Oh, okay. So you think by people at work, he really means this new girl?
Yeah.
Okay. So you want to put him to the test to see if he gives flowers to his wife, which he should, or this work person then?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Well, let's do it. So what we'll do is we'll offer old Beardy McBeardface a dozen roses to see, you know, who he sends it to. You're going to get to hear who he chooses and what he puts on the card, okay?
Great.
Okay, and before we get started, I have to ask if you're okay with us putting all this on the air.
Yeah.
Darling at random.
Hello?
Good morning. I'm calling to speak with Michael, please.
This is Mike.
Hi, Michael. My name is Tracy, and I'm calling on behalf of the Visa Rewards Program. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. So the reason I was calling was to let you know that we started a new program for the holidays this year where we have a weekly drawing of all our Visa card users, and the people selected each week win a little prize, and this week you were one of our winners, so I want to say congratulations.
So I was a winner?
Yes, you were. So congrats.
Thank you. That's pretty cool. And who is this from again?
It's from the Visa Rewards Program. Have you never won anything from us before?
I think this would actually be the first time.
Well, you picked a good first time to win. Do you have a few minutes for me to tell you about your prize?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay, so for the month of December, we decided that flowers would be a good reward. So you won a bouquet of a dozen long-stem red roses. Now, the reason I was calling you is because a lot of men who have won, you know, of course, didn't really want the roses, but they asked if we could send them to their wives or girlfriends instead. So is this something you'd like us to do with your flowers, or did you want us to just send them to you instead?
I gotcha. So I could send them to somebody else as, like, a gift?
Yes, if you want.
Yeah, I think that's what I would want. The only problem is I have no idea where the person lives who I want to send it to. So is there any way I could actually just have the flower sent to me and I could just get it to her?
Of course. That's no problem at all.
Perfect, perfect. I'll give it myself, and I think that would just be easiest.
Of course. That's not a problem at all. Now, the flowers will come with a complimentary card inside, and we can fill that out for you right now over the phone if you like. So that part will already be taken care of, you know, of course, when they get to you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so let's start with the name. What name did you want to put on the card?
Alyssa, A-L-Y-S-S-A.
Okay, and what message did you want us to put on the card?
Hold on, let me think for a second.
It's okay, take your time, no problem at all.
Okay, put this down. Put at Christmas time, you tell the truth, and to me, you are perfect. And then just sign it, Mike.
Okay, what in the actual f*** is going on? Mike.
Yeah?
Michael, you want to explain to me why you're giving roses to this girl, please?
I'm sorry. What? Who's this?
Hey, Mike, let me jump in here real quick. Maybe I can clear up some of the confusion. This isn't actually the Visa Rewards program. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. And right now you're on War of the Roses. So your wife asked us to put you to the test. So Nicole is actually on with us right now.
Can you please explain to me why you thought giving this girl roses was a good idea?
Because, look, she's been doing a great job at work, and she's making my life and my job a lot easier.
Oh, okay, so she's good at her job. That's the only reason.
Yes, that's the only reason, obviously.
So, Mike, when you said this girl is perfect, you meant perfect at her job then?
Yes, that's what I meant.
Okay, because that... It just seems like a weird way to say, hey, you're doing a great job to somebody. Like, maybe buy her a coffee or something instead, you know?
Hey, you know what? Maybe you just stay out of it. How about that?
Oh. Oh, okay, then. Did he just hang up? Wow, okay, so either we lost him, Nicole, or he just hung up on us.
Did that whole line sound familiar to you? The way he said, at Christmas, you tell the truth, you're perfect to me line? That whole thing sounded familiar to me.
I mean, I it was weird. And Nicole, you don't believe the whole she's great at her job thing, right?
Not for a second, no.
Okay. Then you might want to do some further investigating. I can tell you this much, though. He ain't getting any of those flowers from us.